This is Resonant Truth with Lisa Starr, and today on the Zolkin Count is called Red Overtone Earth. It is the fifth day of the Red Skywalker wave spell, and Red Skywalker time is challenging for us if we really prefer a pretty rooted and strongly superficial human life. And I don't mean anything condemning or sarcastic. I think there's a really beautiful validity to those who can truly enjoy humanity and are fascinated with the playful goings-on of our contemporary culture. I mean, there's a mystical, magical game to every historical moment. And so everything that we've got going on in our world culture really has a lot of beautiful, benevolent light. But it also is pretty chaotic in the midst of its suburban glow. And so the Red Skywalker time is this radical departure from all of the norm of our daily life. And it turns days into dreams, essentially. It's a daydreaming time. It's a time when we are levitated out of our bodies into an altered state of consciousness, which is often relatable to being high on a psychedelic, psychotropic. And we need a time, a 13-day wave spell in the midst of a 260-day Zolkin count to journey this way. It's really this transcendent state of heightened awareness and metaphysical opening that shamans would have achieved through using medicinal plants to invoke a psychic explosion inside and beyond into the cosmos with time travel and other kinds of unnameable magical carpet rides. So we have 13 days to really infuse ourselves with this wizardry, this wildness, this higher consciousness, and untethered Earth experience, although we know where we come from. So it's not that we're not connected to Earth, it's just that we're not connected to the buzz of being human or being societal. We're off into this place of prophecy. So I can't emphasize that enough, that if you're uncomfortable, it's because you probably like to have positive control and positive rationality. And if this is challenging, then please use that as an opportunity to grow out of control and out of understanding things cognitively. And so we come to this empowered moment. Maybe this is the teaching of how to be empowered through the Red Skywalker time. The overtone day of empowerment is when we suddenly have the lift that we need to feel our wave rise above sea level towards the sky, which is very parallel to the Skywalker who enters the aerated world and leaves the surface one behind. So we might feel more aligned coming into this overtone energy, and over the next 5 days into the peak of our wave on the planetary day, we might feel innately that the two forms, the wave's growth and the Skywalker's invitation to be skyward, are synthesized. It might get better. And if it's been going great, then it might continue. Overtone Earth, Red Overtone Earth, is being empowered through the ability to recognize the circular nature of life. That Red Earth is so much about the orbit. I think I say this every Red Earth time, so maybe I'll try to say it a different way. Red Earth is the navigation of synchronicity. Red Earth is the idea that when we rotate around the cosmos, around the sun, we are synchronizing with all these other astrological and astronomical transits and junctures, and we're visiting other planetary relationships at the same time. Each orbit, we encounter energies that are invited by that which we pass on this long ellipsis through the universe. So Red Earth days are much shorter micro experiences of circling and seeing things again that appeared a period ago, and feeling that everything that passes also returns, and everything that is overwhelming will pass by in our transit, and everything that is delightful will have to wait, but we'll visit again. And that is maybe some part of how we navigate life. So Red Earth is a teaching about how to move forward like the Earth does, how to keep moving, and how to do it in a place of integrity so that we feel connected, synchronized, not disconnected and solo in our circling cycle. Well, that's just one interpretation. I'm really ill, so it's maybe less clear and more skyward than usual. There's more to read, though, that's probably more coherent at resonanttruth.com. And I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself, and in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.